Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I choose life and life chooses me today.
Hello.
He's back.
Last few nights have really, really sucked. And I should have figured this out earlier. So I'm always tinkering, as you guys know, with like different supplements and stuff like that. So I have one rule for myself when it comes to supplements, and this is one that I've learned online from a lot of professionals that you guys might want to take a listen to, is anything that says proprietary blend pretty much means that they don't really have to tell you exactly what's in there, right? So I found this one supplement that I was really, really excited about that was supposed to help with inflammation. I took it for two nights and ended up violently sick in the middle of the night. It happened after the first night. I just thought I had like a stomach flu and didn't think about it and then had it the set, but I was feeling fine during the day. And then I took it again the night after and then had violent stomach aches again. And it was Amanda that figured it out. It's like, you're taking something because you feel good during the day. So when you take those proprietary blends, they can throw anything they want in there. It's a weird type thing. I don't know what it was, but I know that I didn't take it last night and I'm okay today.
There you go. The mystery has been solved.
It's been solved. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I'm good.
Adding all right?
Yeah. Everything's good, I think. Oh, did you do a little, little self tanner?
Yes, but I took a 10-minute shower this morning so that it doesn't turn from bronze to borderline cancelable.
That's right.
It's just a little too late.
No, it looks really nice.
Yes,
it looks really good. It looks very natural. Uh-huh. I forgot that you have a big event tonight that we're going to talk about later.
I do have a big event tonight, so I could not be showing up looking like Elmer's glue.
Okay, yeah.
Hence why I decided to go for a nice mocha latte.
Okay,
instead.
It is. It's nice. Yeah, it looks healthy. How you doing, Mo?
I'm good. Nothing real. I'm with Kristen. January is a long month.
Why is that?
I don't know, but everybody thinks it because the memes are everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think, for a multitude of reasons.
Well, you're not drinking.
Well, dry January has definitely aided in making this the longest month known to man. But I think the news is also making it drag on a long time, too. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it just feels like the beginning of the year kind of sets up the momentum for the rest of the year. So I feel like people always pay attention to what's going on in the beginning.
And
this month been mothing.
Is that right? I guess I'm at the point in my life now where I'm glad that I have longer months because I'm getting a little older. And the news cycle really isn't bothering me.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm just getting into an algorithm now that I sort of know the dance, you know, like, because I want to be up on top of news. And I know when I go into this algorithm, the world is coming to an end. And when I go into this algorithm, this is the greatest time in U.S. history. Mm-hmm. And then I can decipher between the two. It's funny, I've been going to websites outside the United States for news inside the United States, so it's not one-sided.
You have a balance. My algorithm seems to be full of panic.
Is that right? Yeah, the world's on fire, man. Mm-hmm. So I did make a mistake while I was out the last couple of days, and I got the dog guilt. So I promised I would never have dogs in my bed. It was my parents' law back in the day, and while I do love animals, I do not like having dogs in my bed, man.
Yeah, I've recalled over the years how disgusted you would get when I would tell you that we allowed our dogs in the bed. Now, granted, they don't sleep with us anymore, but they still have access to the bed.
Absolutely not, especially with an English bulldog that I have also, because they naturally stank. There are some dogs that just stank more than others. So that in my bed, plus she sheds so much. Well, I get home from Florida on Sunday, and she was looking at me, Franny was looking at me with such guilt and such like want. Like, how could you leave me for that long? And you got to remember, this is a dog I adopted about a year ago who each and every month seems to get more adopted to her new environment.
She's acclimating.
And now she's like a real dog. She's following me around the house. When I got in from Florida, she's following me around the house, which she never does. She comes into my room, which she never does. So I'm like, okay, tonight you could be in bed just for a couple of hours. So I put a different comforter down there. And I remember the last time I had her in bed. She's so big. She's like 50 pounds. She tried jumping off the bed. I'm like, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt at some point. So I got her this ramp to go into my bed. Again, this is the guy that is never going to have a dog in his bed, buys a ramp. Okay. So I train her for one day to get up in the ramp, which she's absolutely terrified by. And then yesterday I put the ramp up saying, look, if you want to come on up, and I put a different comforter up there so it wouldn't stink so much. And she looked at it like, there's no way. She's like, you know, and I know I'm not going up that ramp. So I'm like, that's on you, girl. So I'm
the promise lands up here. But the only thing is you got to use the ramp to get it.
That's right. So I'm sitting there working on my computer, not giving her any treats or anything. And she just decides, comes right up and then goes right down. So I took the ramp away because she's not spending the night. She's absolutely not spending the night in there because she snores so loud. I took the ramp away and she looked at me like, how dare you invite me in and then won't let me stay there with you. So I have created a problem now with this dog where I think in the daytime, and that's a tough train. Like, you're allowed to be in here during the day, but not the night. It's tough for her.
Yeah, good luck explaining that to a dog. A dog's not going to understand that.
She ain't going
to
get that.
She's not going to get that at all.
You're just toying with her emotions at this time.
You're teasing her.
I mean, I've learned this about women anyway. When they make their first request and you say no, it's just a matter of time before they get their way anyway. It's no different than a dog.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I think the internet has figured out the meaning, the purpose, the missing piece of the puzzle to this Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively lawsuit. I think the internet has figured out why this is all going down.
The internet sleuths have figured this out?
The internet sleuths, I believe, have figured it out. And it all has to do with the author of the book, It Ends With Us. She might actually be the real villain behind all of this.
Colleen Hoover.
So she recently deleted her Instagram and allegedly let go of her entire team and is planning on retiring from writing.
What?
Which is bizarre, considering this is a career peak. Not only did she have the movie It Ends With Us made from her book It Ends With Us, she has another movie coming out based off of another book called Verity and then another book. So this is all a little bizarre.
So this is how it should be right here. This is how I'd handle it too. If you make all that money, quit. Why keep writing? Done. You're making all that money. Why? Just go out now.
Well, also, but for her social media to go completely dark, considering these massive projects that are about to come out, like Anne Hathaway and Dakota Johnson are starring in the next film that she has coming out for a book called Verity. So people were like, this is a little suspicious. What's going on here?
Yeah, because when I saw she had deleted her Instagram, I figured it was going to be a temporary thing because so many people were going onto her social media to ask questions about Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. Mm-hmm. And so she just wanted to, like, I don't want to be a part of this narrative. I don't want to be a part of this conversation. But the problem is, when you're the author, even when they do like an adaptive screenplay of your book, you're going to be on set. Like, you're a part of the movie making process. So she has to have insight as to what went on between these two, or at least her perspective of what she thought went on.
And that's why a lot of people felt like Blake's side of the story had a lot of credibility, because Colleen Hoover came out on social media and took Blake's side. And there may be one specific reason as to why she decided to do that, or why she might actually be behind Blake Lively's lawsuit. So in October, allegedly, Ryan Reynolds tried to buy the rights to It Ends With Us. This is back in October. And this is all, again, allegedly reported.
So they started the whole process, then he wanted to buy it, or he wanted to buy it before everything even started?
This is after the movie came out. So this is the most recent October. So the movie came out in like August, I think. And so apparently he wanted to buy the rights in October for It Starts With Us, which is the sequel. So,
It Starts With Us. Okay.
Here is where it gets complicated. So people are speculating that there is a morality clause between Justin Baldoni, who currently has the rights to the franchise, and Colleen Hoover. Justin Baldoni got the rights to this movie in 2019 after being sent the book by like his literary agent. He was like, this is great. I think this is perfect for my production company. Colleen and him start a working relationship. But the thing is about this morality clause is that she will obtain the rights to the book if he's accused of something heinous like sexual harassment. Mm. Now, where things get even more interesting is that there is an interview from CNN Brazil where Blake Lively is asked if she will return for the sequel, It Starts With Us. And she's sitting next to Colleen Hoover. And she's asked, are you going to come back for book two? Are you going to star as Lily Bloom? Which is kind of a dumb question, because if It Starts With Us happens, like, we need Blake Lively to star as Lily Bloom. And she literally says, if Colleen has her rights, I will follow that woman wherever she goes. Interesting choice of words, considering Justin Baldoni has the rights to this franchise.
Okay.
So now people are speculating that actually Colleen and Blake are all behind this, because Justin didn't sell Blake and Ryan the rights to the franchise. And so now this is a way to be able to get like a loophole and get them out of this. And here's where it even gets more interesting. Guess who started a production company in 2024? Colleen Hoover.
She
really?
Yes. Okay. It's called, I wrote it down somewhere. It's like Heart Something Productions.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't even matter. This whole thing is smelling a little suspicious that they've all been working together to maybe take down Justin Baldoni because they want the rights to this film.
Damn. So yeah, because there's massive benefit to them from a financial standpoint.
Uh-huh.
And that would explain why Blake, I know you have to file a complaint first, but she hasn't filed a lawsuit against Justin, right, for the harassment, just a complaint.
So in California, and I called an attorney about this to get clarification, because I had a lot of lawyers in my DMs very upset about the way I described this. So she filed a complaint in California, because in California, I guess for employment law, you have to go through the administrative process first, and then some person in the administration has to go like, oh, this is above our pay grade, then it becomes a civil lawsuit. So yes, there's some suspicion there, like, why wasn't it already like a lawsuit? But I think it's just a lot of like legal
technicalities.
That's
not her call, that was the state's call.
Yeah, that's the understanding I got from the lawyer that I spoke with.
This whole drama is worth its own movie.
Right?
Right? I mean, there should be a movie about the drama on this movie set.
It doesn't end with us. It keeps on going.
It starts with him in court. All right, he said he is definitely getting married this year. He just doesn't know who yet. I'm going to tell you about Chad Ochocinco's comments about his impending nuptials on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Same thing happened.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I mean, this year, that's happened the last 5 years, you know, when they're going to announce the Academy Award nominations. I'm all excited about it to see who is going to get the nod. And then all the nominations come out, and I realize I haven't seen not one of these movies.
Not one?
Not one. I hadn't even heard of some of them.
I've never seen one either.
All right, Rebecca says there is a reason why you should be more in touch with them.
Yes, sir. I am bringing The Burt Show to the Oscars. Yeah, so I kind of made a quick judgment call that I believe you guys have probably only seen Wicked out of the lineup, if anything.
Can you run through the lineup real quick?
Okay.
Let's see who's seen how many of these movies. And no, I have not seen Wicked because I've seen the stage presentation 48 times.
Movie's a little different. It is very good. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Okay.
So the best pick noms this year are Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Amelia Perez, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked.
All right. I saw Dune Part 2 on a plane.
Huh? I didn't see not a one.
Just Wicked.
I haven't heard of half of them, honestly. I have heard of Amelia Perez, and yes. I want to watch it. And I started to, and then it was all in Spanish, and I was like, I'm too dumb for this right now.
I think once you have kids also, man, anything that's not G-rated is just taking up time.
Yeah.
So the only one I have seen is Wicked. Mm-hmm. The other one that I've heard the most about is The Substance, mm-hmm. which I want to see, but it's classified as horror, and yes. I'm not a fan of horror movies.
It's a little bit of a body horror satire.
Okay.
It's my favorite out of the lineup.
Really?
For sure. Love it. It is a weird list this year, because I haven't heard of a few of them either.
So I had heard or at least read that there are a lot of foreign nominations this year.
Yes.
And a lot of people think it's because the wildfires were going out in Los Angeles and those that were supposed to vote and hadn't voted yet had other things on their mind to panic about.
Like their homes.
Like their homes and their lives. So they didn't vote nearly as much this year as they have. So international international movies and actors and actresses will be highlighted.
I could see that being true, especially for one title, and I think I'll get into that. But today, all of this is changing for you guys because you are officially a part of the Academy.
Okay.
And I'm giving you screeners. I've chosen the Best Picture nom for each of you based on your personality. And Bert, you are first up.
Okay.
I chose your Best Picture nom for a number of reasons.
Okay.
Your movie is The Brutalist.
The Brutalist.
Is that
Brutalist.
The one that's about the Holocaust?
Yeah.
As a Jewish guy, I can sort of connect to it. Yeah.
What does a Jew love more than a movie about the horrors of the Holocaust?
And we just had Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
Perfect. So timely. This is a sweeping wartime epic starring Adrian Brody as a visionary architect escaping post-war Europe and settling down in America. As you've mentioned before, you have trouble sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Put on this 3.5-hour retrospective.
Oh my God.
3.5 hours.
Damn. Uh-huh.
Yeah, about architecture. You'll never need Ambien again.
Okay. I'd rather watch Wicked.
Yeah.
But I think this interests you because you've made it known that you really like AI.
Mm-hmm.
This movie has become very controversial because the editor came out and said that the movie is filled with generative AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's faced a lot of backlash.
Okay.
That. Okay, Kristen.
Yes, ma'am.
Before I share your movie, I just want to preface that I do not think you're old.
I know where this is going.
And I think you're a star.
Give it to me.
That being said.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What is it?
Your movie is The Substance.
The Substance.
Yes.
What is it?
The Substance.
What is it?
Oh, my favorite movie this year. So, so good. Okay. The Substance follows Elizabeth Sparkle, played by Demi Moore, who on her 50th birthday realizes her star in the entertainment world is fading after she is fired from her long-running aerobics TV show.
You mean women face ageism in Hollywood?
Can't believe it.
Never.
Distraught, she chooses to take the black market substance that promises a younger, more beautiful, more perfect version of herself.
Is this a horror movie about Ozempic?
Honestly, it has parallels, and it does not go well.
I mean, that looks like the needle Dr. Elizabeth put in my face the other day from my Daxify.
So there was a guy in my theater when I saw this. I talked about who ran out because he literally had to vomit because it was so gross.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Wow.
But you're a mother.
Yes.
You've seen gross things. You've changed poopy diapers.
Oh, I've seen far worse than a poopy diaper.
I'm prescribing you the Substance.
Do you know, I almost turned it on the other day. Like, I actually pulled it up. I was looking at it. I was reading it because I've heard so many good things about it. And the fact that Demi Moore won her first ever, like, major award with the Golden Globes. And I'm like, I'm going to watch this. But then I saw the category was horror. And I'm like, I don't do horror movies.
Maybe we need to have a screening at Tommy's house and we'll all be there for moral support because I want to see it too.
I would love that.
Will you watch your first horror movie in years?
I'm not driving a
car.
What's more horrifying than a horror movie? Driving out to suburbia in Georgia.
Let's go streaking. Nobody behind you.
Nope. All right, Cassie. You speak French, right?
Oui, oui.
All right, well, this will not help you because this musical, Amelia Perez.
Yay!
Is a crime comedy musical told completely in Spanish, made by a French director who doesn't understand a single word of Espanol.
All right, well, that does deserve an award.
It's about a Mexican cartel leader who needs help faking their death so that she can live authentically as a trans woman. And it's terrible.
Dang, they are covering all the niches.
Yeah.
it's a very, very bad movie.
And it's a musical? Yeah.
It's a musical.
Oh, and it is a musical.
Yeah.
And it's bad, but it has Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez in it. And they are great.
Well, you had me at Zoe Saldana. All of a sudden, I'm interested.
You're going to hate it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Then
it's very polarizing. It's a very polarizing movie.
See, you will hate it.
Yeah, it's bad. There's a lot of reasons that it's bad. It's just crazy.
So you picked the asinine movie musical that everyone hates based on my personality.
Well, you're a lot smarter than me because I saw this and I was like, the only one who could comprehend what is happening in this movie, I think, is you.
Well, okay. Thank you. Now I take it as a compliment.
All right, Mo.
Yeah.
I was between two movies with you. I didn't know.
That's always a thing.
I know. You're hard to like quantify. Okay. I didn't know if I should give you Anora or Dune Part 2 because I was like, what would you like better? an epic science fiction space opera, or or strippers. Yeah. And I ultimately went with the space opera.
Yeah. It's at least safe.
Do they really
sing in that? Or are you just making a joke?
No. Space opera is like, it's like this epic tale.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. Okay. I really thought we were talking about some singing.
I did too.
No.
Thankfully, I wasn't the only one. I'm like, God, how many musicals are there nominated for Best Picture?
And they're not even telling us before. Right.
This is not the one where Timmy sings. There's another one where Timmy sings.
Gotcha.
Okay. But I actually really think you'd like this. Out of like every recommendation, watch Dune Part 1 and Part 2. It's so good. Like, the action is so good. Timothée Chalamet, Ding Dong, and Zendaya are great. Like, I really think you'd like it.
All right. I appreciate it.
Abby.
I know which one you're going to give me.
Do you? I feel like you do.
Yeah.
Do you remember being a Christian?
Wait, this is not the direction I thought we were going
really?
In.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm giving you Conclave.
Conclave? Not the movie about the Pope.
But yes. It's a musical.
Is this the one that Voldemort's in?
Voldemort is in it.
Voldemort plays the Pope.
Yes, Ralph Fiennes is in it. He plays Cardinal Lawrence. This is the perfect movie for you because it is about a cardinal uncovering conspiracies within the Catholic Church. And it's the perfect movie for anyone having a crisis of faith.
Oh my God, it's a biopic.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys are prepared for like 2 to 3 hours of your life for these movies.
Really quick, who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Well, I gotta be the substance.
You gotta what? Be. Oh, okay, yeah. We'll put the substance together.
You can't share the substance. Yeah. Let's take you. Yeah, you can't share the substance.
The substance is perfect for two people, let me tell you right now.
The Burt Show.
Maybe the timing of us doing that improv show with Dad's Garage was perfect for Mo because he had to improv quite a bit at his own solo comedy show a couple of nights ago, yeah?
That's true. That's exactly what happened. It was one of those situations where someone reached out to me and asked me to support their journey of love. And so I asked my team to help me make this moment really special for them. And I realized that when you do comedy and you ask your team to help you at a comedy show, they usually get really nervous and just miss all the cues, everything that you rehearsed on and everything you practiced. And it's like everything went wrong, but everything kind of went right at the same time. So I knew things were going to go kind of left from the beginning because the guy and the couple reached out to me and was like, I know this is a long shot, man, but I have been considering where I'm going to propose to my lady for the longest now, and we're both huge fans of comedy. We're both huge fans of you, and I just
you're
gonna
need
like,
that for marriage.
And I just feel like we should do it at your show. So I'm like, okay, bet it'll be
what
an honor.
An honor, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. So he asked me exactly how we should do it. So I told him, I said, all right, look, this is how we'll do it. We will. You'll be at your seat. Your lady won't have any idea what's going on. I'm gonna try to make this as obvious for you as I possibly can. It's going to come a time towards the end of the show where I just cut to start talking about marriage. And I'm going to set it up, which I don't know. I thought all of the women in my family and my lady's family were going to be really mad at me because I didn't know if I should do this or not. But I just decided to go for it. So the way that I set it up was at first I made a joke about marriage because most of my supporters know how I feel about marriage. But then I like started talking about, but sometime you meet somebody that really changes your mind and gives you a different point of view.
Mo.
Yeah, I am sick to my stomach.
I did it. But I never said it was me. I just set it up.
Okay.
To where you just might think that.
Did you give your lady a heads up, though?
Oh, my lady was in on the whole thing. Yeah, I would never do this to her.
Okay.
That's obvious.
Okay. That changes things.
Yeah, I thought you had forgotten her, so she's sitting in the audience going, oh my God.
No, the women in her family.
Okay.
I would never do that to her. I just didn't know if my mom and sisters would feel the way that I kind of had them going with everybody else.
For sure. Because, of course, knowing what we know of your mom and that she is such a family woman, wants you to find the love of your life, wants you to get married. She wants grandbabies, right?
Right.
So you doing that? I love it, but that's low.
The thing is, I didn't want the actual surprise of the proposal. I didn't want them to know. I wanted that to be a surprise for them as well. So the only way for me to do that was to not tell them about the setup. So I was kind of hesitant about that at first, but I just said, whatever happens, happens. It's a comedy show. So my mom, I could tell she was already in her head. because towards the, like when the show was about to start, someone had the idea of her bringing me out because I've had like my dad bring me out. My mom has never wanted to do it. She's always so nervous. Mm-hmm. And I think she was always in her head about it. So it was kind of perfect because it was so last minute that she didn't have time to overthink it. So I asked her to bring me out and I told her, I said, all you got to do, mama, is wait for the DJ to call your name. You go out there, tell him who you are. You don't have to tell a joke. You can literally just go out there and say it now for my son if you forget all you want to say. And then he goes up and says, all right, y'all, are y'all ready to get it started? And she just walks out at that point. I'm like, mama, no. All right, forget it. Go. So at that point, I kind of knew, like, all right, I don't think everybody's going to be following the cues that I had set up for them. So now we get towards the end of the show. It comes time for the proposal. And me and my man are the only two in the building that know this is about to happen. So what he's supposed to do is wait for me to get through the joke of, like, I'm like, when the music starts, I'm going to start playing music. That's when you stand up and you do your thing.
It's a very, very obvious cue. Uh-huh.
It's so obvious.
But when a man is about to propose, the level of nerves is not comprehensible and all reasoning goes out the window.
1,000% that's what happened. So
oh, bless his heart.
I'm up there and I'm pretty sure he was getting his liquid courage on, trying to get right for the moment. And I'm up there and I'm setting it up and I can hear the crowd kind of trying to piece together, like, is he talking about him? Like, who's about, because I'm trying to sauce it up. You know, you meet the one and you start to change and you start to feel certain ways about certain things. And then I can hear him going,
you can hear it start to build the audience. Okay,
I can see it. And then
I'm got him right where you want him.
I got him, right? And I'm just about to drop the line of, but it ain't me. That was the end of the line. And then as soon as I said that, my DJ was supposed to hit the music, and it was like this real sexual, you know, romantic music that he was supposed to stand up and do. Before I could even get halfway through the joke, I see him stand up. Now, I'm the first one who sees him stand up. Nobody really sees him stand up because everybody's looking at me.
Yeah, anybody who sees him stand up is like, well, that's a weird time to go use the bathroom.
Right. So he stands up, and I'm kind of trying to tell the joke, but notion to him at the same time, like, you're ruining it, my dude.
Yeah.
You're messing it up. And I think he just said, hell with it. We didn't even get the mic to him yet. Like,
come on.
Yes. No. Our intern Lamario was bringing him the microphone so that he can do his spiel on the microphone so we all can hear it. He ran through the whole thing.
Jokes.
By the time the microphone got to him, his lady's already crying. He already did the, we missed everything. So he kind of had to redo it. Like, by the time we got the mic to him, it was like, all right, man, just do it again so we can at least hear it.
So we can share in this. This is not about him anymore.
Yes.
It's about you and your setup.
The man ruined it. But she ended up crying. My whole family was crying. Everybody was crying. It still was a beautiful moment. Congratulations to the newly engaged couple.
But what did your mama say to you after the show?
She was like, I was about to be mad until I saw how special the moment was and the tears flew. And then she was like, I understood. I didn't get in trouble.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
55%, the majority of Americans that watch football, say that the Monday after the game should be a national holiday.
You know what? If your team is in it, sure. If your team is not in it, mm-mm.
Whoa, that's not fair.
Get up and go to work.
As a Cowboys fan, I can understand why you might think that.
I'm going to work for you.
I totally agree with Kristen here. I think it's a silly argument. It's a football game. If you're going to be a man or a woman at night, be a man or a woman in the morning. It's a football game. Get up. Get up. However, according to Kristen, and I love this idea also, there is a city in New Jersey, because the Eagles are so close to the city in Jersey, that has said, look, school districts in Jersey, there are two of them, are saying after the game on Monday, kids can come in late.
Yeah.
Two hours. I like that idea.
I'm not mad at that.
I think it's fair.
I think the whole city should do it.
I do,
actually.
Too.
Only with the teams that are playing in the Super Bowl, though.
Agreed.
Right?
That's got to be a low production day. I mean, you might as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, what's the number of, like...
something terrible.
Yeah, how much money we lose that, or how much businesses lose that day because of productivity.
Yeah, it's silly. It's silly.
It's
crazy. I'll make this prediction that in a couple of years, we will have this. The NFL has been talking about expanding the season to 18 games for the longest time. Of course, they want to make more money, right? Well, if they do that and they extend the week or the season one more week, the Super Bowl would end up on a Sunday where you've got Monday off for President's Day.
Oh, but also, you have to remember, it very well could fall on Valentine's Day.
Oh, but then we got real problems. Then you got real problems.
That's a good point.
All right, our intern Sadie here just wants to help Abby out. She's heard Abby dating also, and we're all throwing ideas out at Abby. Our intern Sadie is a good friend.
This is a rock bottom when the interns have to come help me out. A grown adult who pays taxes.
Look, you know, I did it and I tried it and it worked for me. And I was like, if it works for me, it's going to work for Abby. So I was giving up last week on Hinge. I was ready to just completely wipe my account clear and call it a day and wait for somebody to show up at my door. I'm done. All my For You page of men are just people I'm not compatible with. Like, everyone that I feel like I'm compatible with is stuck in rose jail. Like, you know about the standouts. You only get one rose a week. So if you use it on Monday and then there's another one on Thursday, you're out of luck. So I just give up. I'm about to go delete it. I click delete account, and then it says, you know, why are you leaving? You get, I met somebody. No. You get, I need a break from dating. Kind of. I'm not dating anyways. And then there's, I'm not happy with my Hinge experience. So I click that because I'm not happy with my Hinge experience.
I wonder what the stats are. Like, when people go to delete their account and, like, depending on the option that they chose, like, I wonder how many are, I met somebody, or how many just say, I'm so sick of this, I would rather stick needles in my eyes and say another moment on Hinge.
I'm guessing that's the vast majority.
Yeah.
Well, and there's, like, also a prefer not to say. And I'm like, I don't know if it makes a difference on what you click. So I clicked, I'm not happy with Hinge.
Yeah, well, you're not.
No, I'm
right.
not.
It's
not
you.
Happy at all.
It's not a you problem, it's a Hinge problem.
We're going to blame it on Hinge. So instead of, like, a confirmed delete, I get a, how about a fresh start?
Well, who doesn't want one of those?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It says, dating isn't a perfect science. With Fresh Start, you can reset your discovery feed while keeping your profile and matches.
All right, so this is their Hail Mary to keep you on the site and get your money.
It's very smart.
Yeah, as long as you're on there, you're a potential paying customer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, sure, I'll try it. Press it. I'm telling you, as soon as I hit that try it button, everyone that was in Rose Jail has been released. They are in my For You page. I can give them normal likes. I'm getting gorgeous men with nice profiles, good professions. They're funny. They actually text back. They're not disgusting when they make little comments on my pictures. It was like a whole new world.
But doesn't this make you mad? Because, like, where was Hinge hiding all these men before?
In Rose Jail, apparently.
In Rose Jail. And, yeah, it is. It's super frustrating because, you know, all the months I've been scrolling, they've just been gatekeeping all these people. And it's confirmed. Like, it's 100% confirmed.
So how many times are you allowed to do that?
That's what I'm wondering is, like, I don't know if it works for everyone because I kind of did a little TikTok search because everything on TikTok is true. And
everything on TikTok is what the Chinese government wants you to know.
And TikTok says that I guess it doesn't work every time. But I feel like if you try and do it enough times, surely they'd be like, all right, we'll let you have it.
You're bugging us. At this point, you're bugging us.
Yeah.
Give us your money and we'll let you go.
So basically, I just have to cheat the system, say I'm going to delete my account, and then it's going to give me a refresh with all these hotties that want to date me?
Supposedly. I mean, it worked for me, so I feel like it's worth a shot.
Okay, well, this is better than my my alternate plan, which was just to start dating women. So let's try this first.
The Burt Show.
All right, so it's Jenna here that needed the Burt Show's help, and in a very dangerous way, because she wants to now start dating her friend's ex-boyfriend. Hey, Jenna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right, so I know that we've already done this for you in retrospect. I don't know the results, though, so what was our assignment?
Well, I wanted you to help find out if I don't know. I have a chance with my crush,
who's actually my friend's ex-boyfriend.
Ooh. That complicates things just a smidge.
Quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Yeah. So a friend of mine recently broke up with her boyfriend, and she's not like a best friend, but she's definitely a friend that I, you know, see and I talk to her regularly. So the plot twist is that I've had a crush on her boyfriend for years, like long before they even started dating. And I always just kept it to myself and respected their relationship. But now they're broken up, and, you know, I couldn't help but wonder if there's even like the slightest chance he'd consider dating me. So
yeah, now that they've broken up, we can throw all respect out the window.
Right. And trust. I think we need a definition here of, was this a best friend? Was this a B-level friend, a C-level, downtrending D?
I guess I would call her like a B-minus, because she's not like a best friend, but I do. She's like in my life regularly because we have a lot of mutual friends that are that we share.
Okay, there's the problem. Even if she's B-minus, if you do this and it backfires, it backfires on the whole group, causing tension with everybody, right?
Yeah, they're going to ice you out.
Yeah,
you got to be willing to go through with this knowing that you're probably going to lose that friendship. You feel like that's worth it?
I mean, I think it is.
Yeah, I am totally willing to sell that friendship out. Right?
What is it about him that makes you willing to put yourself out there like this?
He just is such a good person, and we just have such an easy rapport together. We always have, and it's just kind of like my dream guy, but it's always been bad timing. You know, he's always been with somebody, or I've been with somebody. And I don't want to be disrespectful to my friend or like make things awkward. I really don't. So I'm hesitant.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing you almost want confirmation. I understand where you're going with this. Yeah. You want confirmation from the dude that it would be a green light before you even start to approach and risk this friendship, right? Normally, I would say we could help you out with this if we recorded it and we could handle it in a very delicate way, because there should be a way to flirt with the guy or get the info without him like knowing what you're doing, so it doesn't get back to your friend. But we left this in our show director, Tommy's hands, who's like a bull in a china shop when it comes to this kind of thing.
I did, and I posed this to the guy. I did reach out, and I posed it as a new segment on The Burt Show.
Okay.
I'll reveal what the segment is coming up. But it involves 5 questions and 5 answers, and I'll say this. There's a chance.
Oh, really?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Okay. That's what I said, Kristen.
Love is back.
We will give you all the results here in just a couple of seconds. Okay, Jenna?
Ooh, okay.
All right.
The Burt Show.
Jenna now has been on the phone for 10 minutes waiting to see what fate holds for her. She has sort of fallen for one of her friend's exes. And before she approaches the friend to say, hey, just want to let you know I'm going out with your ex, she wanted us to reach out to the friend's ex just to see if there's any chance at all, any little bit of sign of a green light.
Now, she didn't fall for him after her friend started dating him and after they broke up. Apparently, she's had a crush on this dude for years prior to her friend dating. She's just always just kept her mouth shut and hasn't said anything about it. But now she's single, he's single. Should she shoot her shot?
And it's not a top-tier friend.
No, it's not.
B-minus.
It's a B-minus friend here, but she might be exploding the entire, like, social group.
But we got some wiggle room.
Oh, how?
Because she's a B-minus friend.
Yeah.
If it was best friend, we wouldn't be doing this, but we got some wiggle room.
Well, let's ask. Jenna, if it was a best friend, would we be doing this?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Of course not.
Burt Show, what are you saying?
How dare you suggest Jenna has no scruples?
All right, Jenna, so you wanted us to reach out to the friend's ex just to see if there was a chance before you pursue this and maybe even risk the friendship. So we put this in our show director, Tommy's hands, and he got results for you.
And before the break, Burt, I teased that I was saying there's a chance because I reached out to John. I said, hey, John.
Hey, John.
I'm Tommy from the Burt Show. We're a radio morning show, part-time podcast.
When you use that cute voice in your emails, of course you're going to get a response back.
Well, this is how, you know, I envision it coming across to John, because that was the intent.
This is how you want it to be received.
Yes. Don't worry. I'm not here to put you on the spot too much. We have a new segment on the Burt Show.
Oh, yeah, bringing him into your enthusiasm.
It's called testing the waters.
Okay.
We should have done this on Tuesday. It could have been testing the waters Tuesday. Oh, well. Someone out there might have a crush on you, John. And might be curious about your dating preferences. So we have five questions we'd like to ask you. Below are the questions.
These are in the. This is the first email. You don't even have a response back yet?
No.
I mean, why not go ahead and give him the questions? That way he can go ahead and peruse them and make the decision.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm throwing it all out there. All
right. Is money.
I don't have time to ask, hey, do you want to answer these questions? Yes, Tommy, I want to answer these questions. And then ask him a question. I go all in.
You're a busy man. You got things to do. You got tricks to Bucky's ahead of you.
This ain't my first relationship rodeo. Below are the questions. Hopefully you'll indulge our requests. If you have any questions or concerns, don't hesitate to ask. And so I put together five questions. Question number one, would you ever date someone who knows your ex? Question number two, how do you feel about dating someone you've known for a while? Number three, do you think chemistry is more important than the circumstances of how two people meet? Number four, what's your stance on dating a friend of a friend? Does it complicate things or make them easier? Five, do you have an idea who might be your crush, and do you have a crush on anybody?
Nice questions,
that was,
Thomas.
That was very well set up.
John emailed me back about an hour later, said, well, you've certainly piqued my interest. How could I not engage? So he answers question number one. So I'll go back to the question. I'll say the question, then I'll give his response. Would you ever date someone who knows your ex? John responded, wow, starting strong out the gate. Honestly, it wouldn't depend on how well they know each other. If they're super close, that could get a little too awkward. But if it's more of a casual connection, I don't think it's a deal breaker.
He's thinking this all the way through. Okay.
I'd be open to it if everything else felt right.
Mm. All right.
Question number two was, how do you feel about dating someone you've known for a while? John said, I think there's actually something nice about that. If you already have an established history, kind of skip some of the awkward getting to know you stuff. And on the flip side, if things go south, it might affect the group dynamic. But overall, I think I'd be okay with it. Number three.
This dude is a thinker like you, man. Yeah. He's taking it from every angle.
He's a very balanced answer.
Do you think chemistry is more important than the circumstances of how two people meet? John answered, oh, for sure. Chemistry is everything. I think you can't force or fake it. And if you've got it, then the circumstances don't matter as much. I mean, life's complicated sometimes, right? You've just got to go with what feels right. Question four, what's your stance on dating a friend of a friend? Does it complicate things or make them easier? John replied, it's a bit of both. It could complicate things if other people in the group have strong opinions, but I feel like if two people are happy, the rest shouldn't matter. I think it might.
This is you. Really? This is you,
I'm
man.
Starting to think I wrote this.
Analyzing every line.
Jenna, is your crush Mo Mitchell from The Bird Show?
Yeah.
All right. So John went on to say, I think it might even make things easier because you already share mutual connections and trust. So yeah, I'd consider it. And the last question, question number five, do you have an idea who might be your crush? And do you have a crush on anybody? And he responded, no clue and no current crush for me. And then he went on to say, I've answered your questions as best I can, but curious, will you ever disclose who right. the crush is?
Your turn.
Uh-huh.
And I said, thanks so much for the answer, John. Unfortunately, we've been sworn to secrecy, but maybe your crush will make herself known soon. Mm-hmm. Take care.
All right. So he's not opposed to it, but it's still very, very vague.
So I'm gonna throw this. I don't want to rain on your crush parade, but here comes
it's
the storm.
Okay.
Here comes the storm clouds.
Oh no!
We have talked about this time and time again, Bert and Mo. So he's like, obviously he's okay with dating somebody who knows his ex, friends with his ex, whatever. However, they've known each other for years. If he wanted to, he would have, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. There's a little wiggle room.
Not
on
necessarily.
This
one. Is there? Yeah, because he might be hesitant to shoot his shot in knowing that he already dated the friend.
Yep.
thinking that she would probably say no, even if I did like her.
There's some wiggle room in this one.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the friend, I would absolutely feel that he should have made a move. But that's like a weird barrier. And also, you know, we don't really know what their relationship is. Like, have they only met a couple of times to where it doesn't constitute a crush? I see how maybe making a move on him might be the right move for her.
Are you making a move, Jenna?
I think I'm going to make a move.
Yeah, you just got the green light. Go for it, man. Life is short. What?
What?
Texting tutor?
No. Not a texting tutor, but I'm wondering, okay, so this was step one. She still has a friend to consider. Should we do the same thing anonymously with her friend to see if her friend would be hurt if somebody dated one of her exes?
Sure. Yeah. Why not? I mean, it's a B-minus friend, so her answer doesn't really matter. But,
but we can get the...
But sure.
We got thoughts.
You want to do that, Jenna?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
All right. Okay.
Jenna, like, I'm doing it either way.
I mean, if we did it for the guy, I feel like it's only polite to do it for the friend to see how she would feel if one of her friends, so-called friends, dated an ex.
What kind of questions are we going to ask her? How would you feel if a B-minus friend betrayed you?
Save that. Yes. Tommy, save it.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.